This is Rashad Smith coming to you with Podcast 2B on social, legal, and ethical issues within the instructional leadership environment. I'm going to jump straight into this one because there's not a lot of time with 45 minutes. So one of the major things that I took from it, one of the major underlying themes that I saw throughout the material is the effect that leadership actually has on ethics and ethical values within the school. And the basics behind that is just that everyone who's working, every employee that's working inside of the school just wants to see that the person is in leadership and that the vision of the leadership is set up in a way that's professional and ethical. They also want to make sure that the people that they're working under are very professional. So it just goes to from the top down. And that's one of the major things I took is just that top down, we need to see what we need to model at the lower levels at the top. The next major point that I had was there's an immense amount of paperwork that's involved with making sure that our students are safe and that they have a safe educational environment. That first EdWeb link that we had alerted and jogged my memory to the amount of paperwork that teachers need to make sure that they're protected against any lawsuits that come. And I'm actually a computer technology teacher, and I'd forgotten the amount of paperwork that we have to sign at the beginning of the year. Because of that, there's an enormous amount of work that has to be done at the beginning of the year to just make sure that parents know what we're going to be utilizing throughout the year and that the students know the rules behind what we're going to be utilizing and why we do that. Usually that stuff is covered in a school handbook, which gets to my next point is just the protection of students. And with that, there's just a great amount of information is out on the web, and it can become a great tool for us. But with that invention, what people have to realize is that some people are just bound and determined to use technology in the wrong way. So if a school doesn't have a handbook and it's just complete necessity that the administrator create something that makes each student and each parent sign it, and that's for the Board of Education and for the teacher's protection. I know at my school, what we have is we do have a student handbook and a school handbook, and there are several different policies that are within that handbook that the students and parents both have to sign off on before they can ever touch a technological tool in our school. Another major topic that's within all of the stuff that we had this week was the breach of confidential information and how huge of a deal that is as far as going out online and doing things with students. So with that, password should always be protected in every application and utilized to make sure that the proper cybersecurity is set up within the apps. And what that looks like for teachers is that you need to find sites that aren't open to the general public, because if you're going out to the general public, that leads to people that just can come in and just comment on anything. You may get random comments. You may get predators. You may get any type of people that are out there that are trying to be harmful to your students. So you have to make sure that when you set up this information, when you're setting up everything for your classes, that it's set up in a safe environment for the students. I think for that reason, saving passwords is a no. I know that at our school, I've seen several teachers that have passwords, and a lot of their passwords are the same. And not only are they the same, but they're saved in every single website that they go to on their computer. If for whatever reason that password were ever stolen, then all of their information would be compromised. So you have to be very careful about that. And when you're getting students to set up information, they have to be careful about it. So protect yourself, protect your students, and make the educational experience a good one for everyone. Thanks for listening.